Not another minute to waste. I want to thank Joe Cervantes for joining us this morning. He's the new Jackson County State's Attorney. Mr. Cervantes, first, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been a long road.
I know it has. I got to tell you, when you look at this, I did not realize this, and I saw this posted, that you are the first Republican state's attorney in Jackson County in 70 years. Is that true?
Well, I didn't check that out myself. That's something that people have started mentioning to me. So I can't verify, of course, but, this race had never been about to me a Democrat or Republican. It was really something that I was passionate about, and it was something that touches every life in Jackson County, regardless of Republican or Democrat or what side of the aisle you're on. This is all about doing what's safe for the community.
And you know what? That's one of the interesting things, and I think we can touch on this a bit more. I'm a big fan of judges, state's attorneys, and police officers and what they do for a community's overall health. It goes really underappreciated. It's like, here's a good example, I think. They think state's attorneys' offices are only about murder cases or kidnapping or these spectacular front page stories, when in fact there are thousands of cases coursing through your system being handled all the time on a variety of subjects that people they didn't even know. I mean, fraud, on the list goes.
Right, and I think that some of the trip up has been lack of communication or transparency from these various state attorney's offices and agencies out to the community. I think that all of us and all these agencies, we can do a lot better job explaining to the taxpayers exactly what we're doing and what the jobs are. It's not just about state attorneys and the judges. You know, there are so many people that are responsible for our criminal justice system and the safety of our community. And I'm learning that even more now, today than ever, with the staff that I've inherited.
I've been trying to envision myself in your shoes, and it's rather difficult. I keep thinking, okay, if I got elected, or we'll say hired to a law office, then I'd start taking cases from A to Z, right? But with you, you might be picking up a case the day before it goes to trial. I mean, there's all these different types of trials going on, and then suddenly they become your responsibility, while at the same time you're probably bringing on some new staff and making new decisions and positions in your office. So you've got a lot going on at a crucial time in a lot of cases as well. You can't be distracted by that either.
Absolutely not. This system keeps going no matter what, and that's part of the responsibility of the job, and I was aware of that. It's a lot more real now after the election has been done. So I'm ready for that. I knew that was coming, and we all understand that. I mean, again, this thing keeps moving, and if you don't keep up with it, it's going to eat you up. But we've got some good people. We've already started delegating some projects out, and again, can't say enough about the staff and everyone there at the state attorney's office, and I'm anxious to keep moving forward.
You, on your personal Facebook page, and a photograph of you being sworn in along with your son, I believe, that was alongside, you have a quote that says, "No excuse for me now." What do you mean by that, Joe?
Well, you know, you can talk a lot in the campaign. You can talk about all your grand ideas and all the policy stuff. That's all great, you know. But now there's no reason why I can't get in there and get this job done. I can't make excuses. I have the opportunity now. I asked for the opportunity. I asked for the job, and I asked for this responsibility. And so now it's kind of put up or, you know, shut up or put up, and that's what I'm going to do. So I'm not going to make excuses. I have the ability to do the things that I was talking about, and I'm going to get them done.
Jackson County State's Attorney Joe Cervantes joining us this morning. I hesitate to even ask you about this, Joe, but when I was watching the campaign and what's going on, and I saw the names Pravin Varghese and Molly Young predominantly mentioned in the race for the state's attorney's race, what effect did those two cases have on this race? And from those people that are so invested in those two cases, is there an expectation that you'll revisit them and that there may be some additional legal action that has been, you know, called for, you'll discover? Because these two items, I think, were relevant when it came to turnout.
So justice occurs when we start looking at other people's cases and other victims as if they were our cases or people in our family. That's when we get justice. We have to start thinking about crime like that. So when you asked whether this helped, you know, what effect it had on the campaign, people feel for those cases. They feel like they're part of their family when we get the word out about those cases. While they didn't have anything direct with my campaign, I think a lot of people sympathize or even empathize with those particular cases because they believe that they were people just like they could be in their family. So I think that it played a big role. It brought a lot of people into the campaign and made them pay attention to the things that I was saying. On the other side of that, when you asked about whether those things are gonna be brought up again, look, if something comes across my desk where there is a victim involved in our community, that is going to be paid attention to. So when it comes across my desk, it's going to be given the attention that it's due, and we're going to treat the victims like we should.
You know, it's interesting when I hear you talk about this because you can do this on a long list of items. Okay, let's pretend the victim of that crime is a family member and we're seeking justice. I understand that emotional predisposition, we'll call it. And I think that's one of the reasons why in past, in Jackson County, when I'm saying past, many years, not just the last state's attorney, but the one before that as well, that people really disappointed seeing somebody charged on some pretty serious crimes, maybe plea out, and see their name in the newspaper doing something else hideous in a short time afterwards. This revolving door and this, what at least in, from a perception standpoint, was this seeming response to almost every big crime was to plea the deal out, or to plea it out instead of going for the prosecution and going for something more substantial. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Well, I don't want to generalize because I've always believed that every case is unique. You know, every life, every victim is unique and should be taken account for individually. So, you know, it's hard to generalize things of that matter. But I do understand the public's view when something is pled out, and I'm going to review some of these cases and make sure that we're making good decisions. So I think the police system generally throughout the country needs to be revamped, and looked at. And I'm anxious to be able to be on the front lines of these decisions and maybe suggest some better legislation later on.
So when it comes to right now, you know, an interesting time because people are looking for change in fire departments, police departments, social justice, how we handle so much when it comes to race and all these items, and it's never been a harder time to be a police officer. While at the same time, you've got the governor saying, why aren't we prosecuting and going after people who are not following the mitigation rules? It wasn't an easy thing to be in law enforcement 10 years ago, but now this level of scrutiny from the officers, the state's attorneys, the governor's office saying, why aren't you prosecuting and enforcing this? There are a lot of different windows into your office, and all of them have really potential there to go wrong. I mean, you really got to keep your eye focused on this and move forward. How do you intend to do that without and retain your credibility, be effective, while understanding there's a new movement out there as well? And in Carbondale, it's pretty substantial in your county.
I let the officers know right away, even before I was sworn in, that my job is to hold these law enforcement officers, our men and women that have the perhaps the most difficult job. I'm going to hold them accountable. I'm going to hold them to a higher standard. They're great with that. They want me to do that. And in return, I ask them to do the same thing. I ask them to hold me to the highest standard that they could. We're going to make each other better. The key to that is communication. We've already taken steps to have the first chief's meeting with our sheriff, with all the law enforcement heads monthly, regular basis. So that we can keep in communication and start talking about these issues. We can't just bring them up one at a time as things occur. We have to be out there in front of it, and we can't do that without some kind of framework for strong communication between the departments. But I'm anxious to work with them, and I let them know where I stand. I trust and I confide in these law enforcement officers until they give me a reason not to.
Joe Cervantes, Jackson County State's Attorney, sworn in on December 1. Somebody that, if somebody's listening right now, they live in Jackson County. They've heard, of course, your statements prior to this. What do you want them to know about you, your staff, and what you hope to accomplish in the coming term?
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and on the show again today. I want them to know that that I am adamant about making sure that this criminal justice system here in Jackson County is working for everyone. I want them to know that they can reach out to me. I want them to know my office is open, and I want them to know that I'm already working on things that will bring this community together and make it safer here in Jackson County. So reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns. My office door is open.